Hello, welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. This week, we are presenting What I Want to Be, an original poem by Daniel Hines. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, please head to our iTunes page and leave us a review. Thanks. Enjoy the episode.
Hey, grown-ups, power up your family's playtime with the Nintendo Switch system, the home of Mario and friends. Jump into the unexpected with Mario, Princess Peach, and more in Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Or challenge each other to a race in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Go to Nintendo.com and browse the full lineup of Nintendo Switch systems. Additional accessories may be required for multiplayer mode. Games, system, and some accessories sold separately.
What I want to be.
Well, I'd always been a lazy kid. Slow to work and quick to fail, I drifted aimless through my classes like a ship without its sail. So Miss Adams held me after class. The clock read 3:30. She said, "It's time to buckle down and decide what I want to be." She said, "A doctor or a lawyer would be fine choices, true. An engineer or astronaut would be fine choices, too. What you choose is up to you, but be sure," she said, "to dedicate unto your dream all the brains inside your head. Let nobody deny you or tell you no or never, for the choice you make of what to be is yours and yours forever." Well, I bit my lip and closed my eyes and think and thunk and thought until finally it came to me, the best idea I ever got. I said, "Hey, teach, I have it, a future I chose with care. My dream of dreams, I want to be a giant grizzly bear." Well, Miss Adams, she got pretty mad. She was boiling like an egg. She said, "Now listen here, young man." And that's when I bit her leg. She started thrashing pretty good, but grizzlies have strong jaws. So I held on with my grizzly mouth and swung my giant grizzly paws. Well, she gave a hoot and holler, then tumbled backwards to the floor. And a grizzly knows when he's won a fight. So I gave a mighty grizzly roar. Then on her desk, I spied her lunch, a grizzly bear's delight. It smelled like salmon, wild and fresh, so I ate it all in just one bite. "My lunch! My leg, my lunch!" Miss Adams hollered from the ground, and soon there formed a great big crowd around that wild yelling sound. I scratched my back against the door when the principal burst through. She looked at me with wild eyes that were just begging for a chew. She yelled, "You put your clothes back on!" and tried to herd me with a chair. A bad idea against a grizzly, the most mightiest of bear. I raised my muzzle to the ceiling and gave a primal grizzly bellow, then raised my grizzly paw way up high to turn the principal into jello.
"Stop now, you can't be a bear," the principal, she cried. "You can never be a grizzly. No, 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 it's denied." I hesitated for a second to deliver that mighty grizzly blow, but then I remembered wise Miss Adams' words, "Let nobody tell you no." So I live inside the zoo now. There's crowds daily to the ceiling. I bet my principal will visit, too, as soon as she's finished healing. The end. What I Want to Be was an original poem written by Daniel Hines and performed by me, Amanda Weldon. Stories Podcast was created by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Kylie and her family, and Eli and Mila and their family. Thank you for helping to support our show, Kylie, Eli, and Mila. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would also like to support the show, please head to iTunes and leave a review for Stories Podcast. We'd really appreciate it. Thanks for listening. Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today! Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.